Sport. BBC Radio Cornwall.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio Cornwall's Non-League Football Review. I'm Jack Murley. We start, as always, with a look at the classified scores. Conference South. Truro City 0, Chelmsford City 2. Peninsula Premier League. Bovey Tracy 1, Witheridge 2. Clumpton Rangers 3, Liskard Athletic 1. Dartmouth 3, St Blasey 2. Falmouth Town 3, Torpoint Athletic 0. Ivybridge Town 2, Launceston 3. Penzance 1, Tavistock 0. Royal Marines 0, Camelford 3. Saltash United 1, Buckland Athletic 5. St Austell 1, Elberton Villa 0. Division 1 West. Callington Town 2, Hale 2. Godolphin Atlantic 1, Truro City 1. Helston Athletic 2, Weybridge Town 2. Holsworthy 1, Newquay 4. Mousel 3, Perranporth 1. Penryn Athletic 2, Dobbles 0. Plimstock United 3, Porthleven 0. Vospers Oak Villa 6, St Dennis 1. Throgmorton Cup 3rd round. Bodmin Town 2, Plymouth Parkway 1. Truro City remain winless in 2012. A 2-0 home defeat to promotion-chasing Chelmsford City means the White Tigers now haven't won in their last three consecutive league games. City boss Lee Hodges was visibly frustrated by his side's performance.
I think we was holding a good line. I felt we were solid, and I just felt it could have petered out to a 0-0, which would have been a good result. But, you know, one silly moment where a corner's come in and it's a free header and it's cost you a game at the end of the day. You know, you have to take responsibility, marking your man, and like we've said before, it's too many times this season I've said free headers, and it's bitterly disappointed.
And Truro City, of course, will be appearing in the Royal Courts of Justice this Monday in relation to the winding up order filed by HMRC, and you can hear full coverage of that story on BBC Radio Cornwall. St Austell moved to ninth in the Peninsula Premier League with a 1-0 victory over Elberton Villa at Poulter Park. But the main attraction wasn't on the pitch, but off it, in the form of the ground's brand new floodlights. Manager Gary Penhaligon says he can't wait to test them out.
There'll be a few people rubbing their eyes and thinking it's Christmas again, because I didn't believe I'd ever see it. Again, they've been put off and changed over the years many, many times. Great work by everybody at the club again. I can't really name all the individuals, but Daryl obviously has been the instigator with the meetings. But absolutely fantastic. Can't wait for 2 weeks' time.
There was something of an upset in Division 1 West, where second-placed Helston Athletic were forced to come from behind to snatch a 2-2 draw against Weybridge Town, a side sitting fourth from bottom. We'll hear from Weybridge manager Mark Menhennick shortly, but first, the thoughts of Helston assistant manager Richie Full.
Very, very lacklustre performance from our boys today. But, you know, full credit to Weybridge, they came here with a game plan. The midfield battled hard. The lad Cox up front, I thought, was outstanding on his own up there. And, got away with a draw. But when you got Liam and Mark up there, they're always going to likely to get us a go, and they got two.
2-0. I felt we could have made it 3, could have even made it 4. But sort of the last 15 minutes, I turned to my number 2, Stuart Parkin, and said, if they get one, it's going to be a hard last 10 minutes. And typical, when I say something that happens, and darn me, it did.
And that's all we have time for this week. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Sport. BBC Radio Cornwall.